This is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, getting you ready for game day.
We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.
Now, here are Mike Shack and Trip Rogers.
Ready, Rudolph?
Ready, Santa.
The tree is decorated, the gifts are almost wrapped, and we're enjoying a full weekend of NFL games. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Shack, Trip Rogers. The New York Giants travel to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. They're making a quarterback change from Kirk Cousins to Michael Penix Jr. We're also seeing matchup between the Los Angeles Rams. They're traveling to the New York Jets. The Jets coming in and getting a win last week, a much-needed win in Jacksonville. Despite it being Jacksonville, they still got the win. And the Philadelphia Eagles are also coming off a big win from beating the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are taking on the Washington Commanders, which is going to be a good game. We saw that first time around. Philadelphia coming up the victor in that one. With 3 days left till Christmas and all through the NFL house, some teams were in and some were out. The playoff stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. And here's how the NFC playoff picture is shaping up as we go into week number 16. The overall number one seed, despite losing to Buffalo last week, is Detroit. They are 12-2. The Philadelphia Eagles are the two seed at 12-2. They have clinched the NFC East. Tampa Bay is the leaders in the South. They are 8-6. Meanwhile, Los Angeles, they are the leaders of the NFC West at 8-6. The wild cards are Minnesota 12-2, Green Bay 10-4, and Washington 9-5. Seattle, Atlanta, and Arizona are teams that are on the outside looking in. What has your attention, Trip, in the NFC?
Well, the first thing that really had my attention is the fact that the Atlanta Falcons are still in the hunt for the playoff berth. They've gone and changed quarterbacks. Now, I know Kirk Cousins has stunk the last couple of weeks. Atlanta got a win Monday night. That's the part of this that kind of has me scratching my head, because Kirk Cousins is a proven veteran, and they make this change even though they come off a win. Now, it wasn't a pretty win, and Cousins got benched during that game because he's thrown 9 interceptions in the last 5 games. That's the first thing that catches my eye. Secondly, as you look at this, the NFC North, with the exception of Chicago, is very loaded. I think Detroit, even though the injury to David Montgomery could hurt them, I don't think it's going to hurt him as much because Jahmyr Gibbs has been great. I think David Montgomery's loss is worse in fantasy if you have him, because if you've gotten this far at this point, you've probably depended on him and you got to replace him. And again, this is where the luck comes in fantasy. We'll talk about that because we've got Fantasy Festivus coming up. We'll have the airing of grievances and everything else. In terms of the NFC also, Mike, what I wanted to say is that this is Detroit's year. And I really think the Lions are the team to beat. If the Lions have home field, I think they can go to the Super Bowl this year.
Two things in the NFC North. I believe 3 teams are going to get in: Detroit, Minnesota, and Green Bay. But I think the division's going to come down to week 18. And we talked about this off air, Trip, a couple of weeks ago. I said that week 18 is going to be Detroit, Minnesota. That game's going to be on Sunday night. I do believe so. This is going to be a very competitive game. But if you are the Detroit Lions, you do have to be concerned about the injuries you've sustained over the past few weeks on defense. They've lost Aiden Hutchinson. On offense now, you mentioned it, David Montgomery. I'm going to be interested to see how that offense performs. You take a look at the San Francisco 49ers. They've sustained many injuries, and look how that team has performed. So I think it's a testament for what Detroit has done. But I'm just wondering now with this David Montgomery injury, how much this is going to catch up to them. It's going to be interesting to watch the Detroit Lions in the next couple of weeks.
But the other part of it is that I think not so much the David Montgomery injury, because they got Jahmyr Gibbs, but I want to flip it around. Defensive backfield. They had only 3 defensive backs on Sunday, and their defense has sustained so many injuries. You're hoping they're going to get some of these guys back that brought them to this point. But I'm telling you, it'll be such a letdown if the Lions do not win, because I think everybody thinks this is their year.
Over to the NFC, or the AFC now, make that. The Kansas City Chiefs, they're looking to lock up home field advantage throughout the playoffs. All they need to do is win 2 of their next 3 games. They are 13-1. Buffalo is the 2 seed at 11-3. Pittsburgh has the 3rd seed currently. Houston, they have clinched the South. They are 9-5. The wild cards are Baltimore, Denver, and the Los Angeles Chargers. Both teams played on Thursday night. Could 3 teams from the AFC West make an impact on the AFC. We'll have to see, because Bo Nix, Justin Herbert, they are playing well for their respective teams. And meanwhile, Indianapolis, Miami, and Cincinnati, those are all teams on the bubble seeking a playoff spot trip.
You just got to keep scratching your wondering how the Chiefs doing it. One thing to keep in mind, if the Chiefs do indeed stumble, Buffalo is waiting there, and all Buffalo needs is just to tie them in terms of their records, because Buffalo has head-to-head because they won that game this year. And that was a big win. But listen, you win during the regular season, you got to win in the playoffs. Even if the road goes through Buffalo, Kansas City's gone there and beaten them. Also in the AFC, Hard Knocks is now the AFC North, and it's Baltimore, it's Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. And I got to tell you something. Mike Tomlin, I liked him. I love him now. He's great. It's going to be a dogfight there. And obviously, I think Cincinnati's going to get left out. But again, Joe Burrow's putting up monster numbers. Probably the most disappointing team out of that list is at Miami, because they've not performed this year.
Kansas City looking to lock up home field advantage throughout the playoffs, but you got to factor in Patrick Mahomes. He's dealing with a high ankle sprain. Think this injury is not going to be anywhere like the playoffs of 2022-2023. I really think that from their perspective, they really need to lock up home field advantage, because they want to secure that first round bye. They don't want Mahomes, even if he does heal from this ankle injury sooner, they don't need him playing the first week of the playoffs in that second week in January. I mean, they would love to see him rest, the whole team get a rest. I think it would just be better for his situation given the injury right now. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Schecht, Trip Rodgers, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. We shift our way to the games that are happening today. We'll first start with the New York Giants taking on Atlanta. They are making a change at quarterback. We talked about it. Now it's going to be Michael Penix Jr. I got to tell you, Tripp, Kirk Cousins is a very expensive backup for Atlanta. This is almost reminding me of like Tony Romo when he sat the bench in Dallas.
But I will say this, Mike. Look at what happened in Denver. You know, they cut bait with Russell Wilson. They've got a load of dead money, yet they're challenging, knocking on the door for the playoffs this year with a rookie quarterback. So I don't think it's unheard of. What's going to happen to Kirk Cousins? I think obviously the Falcons are going to try and get rid of him. Again, I kind of question this move right now. Falcons are still in the playoff hunt. I understand they need to see what they've got. Michael Penix Jr., and he goes against a Giant team that is god-awful. Drew Lock is going to quarterback for the Giants this week, and I don't know if there's any highlights for the Giants at this point.
Highlights for the Jets? Well, they're still playing. They're 4-10. They're out of the postseason, and it's become clear to Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and many other Jets that they really still care about results. But is it unanimous? We know at this point of the season, players can check out when you're out of the playoffs. Big question is, how important is it to win games down the stretch here for the Jets in an already lost season?
The Jets showed what they're made of. I really think it was like a different team the first half, second half last week against Jacksonville. I know it's only Jacksonville. You know, I'm not going to write home to mom about that. But the Jets looked good. Davante Adams really did well in that second half. And the Jet offense looked really well in the second half. Breece Hall disappeared, but he can't kill everything. It'll be interesting to see how the Jets perform these next 3 weeks. They talked to former Falcons GM Thomas Dimitrioff this week. He'd be excellent. He built that Atlanta team into a Super Bowl contender.
We still don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers or Davante Adams. See what happens in the offseason. But they're also going to have a favorable position because they're going to have some cap money to spend. And that's going to be good for the Jets. So for certain, if Thomas Dimitrioff, and he was with Atlanta, had a successful reason why they got to the Super Bowl. You know, a lot of Atlanta's blame is going to be on that 28-3 game. But that goes a lot on the shoulders of Kyle Shanahan for the game management. Let's go to the Philadelphia Eagles now, who got a big win against Pittsburgh last week, and they have a big game today against Washington. And, quieting the drama is A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. Those two developed a connection early and often last Sunday, and Jalen Hurts raised his game a bit.
I think this game is going to really go a long way to determine what the Eagles are going to do. Again, the thing that's concerning the last 2 years, they've done a December fade. And they get to this point, they've got a good record, and then all of a sudden, it falls apart. Not sure if it's going to, but it could happen. I think this will be a game that is going to show us whether or not the Eagles are ready to play.
You know what we're ready to do? We're ready to celebrate Fantasy Festivus. We'll do it next.
Jackson looking deep down the field. Bateman is wide open at the five, and Bateman gets in. Mayfield out to the left. Throws on the move for Mike Evans, who gets loose.
Walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party. Huh?
Shovel pass, and it's Shakir with the touchdown.
Brown again lowers the helmet.
Driving toward the goal line. Touchdown.
Rush end zone. Lamb adjusts in a fitting way. A CeeDee Lamb touchdown.
You will get a sentimental feeling.
Knicks to the end zone. Touchdown. It's Troutman.
Hurts. Firing one.
Caught. Who else? A.J. Brown. He's got Devontae Adams. Adams is going to take it into the end zone for a touchdown.
Over to Worthy, down the sideline, cuts it inside for the touchdown.
Coming up, the Fantasy Sultans grab the pole out of the crawl space and celebrate Festivus with their airing of grievances. And boy, do they have a lot of problems. They've made their list and checked it twice. You'll hear all waiver wire imports that are nice to help you get into the championship game. Plus, they'll put a bow on some of the Week 16 games. All that and more as Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans continue.
Our tree has nothing but football ornaments on it. Merry Christmas from Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
Coming up, it is a Festivus miracle. Yes, but first we've got to recap the week that was. What had your attention from week 15, Trip?
Two things, the David Montgomery injury in terms of fantasy, huge to some people. He was probably an RB1 on your team. And if you've gotten this far in the playoffs, you're going to have to replace him. But if you're smart and you listen to the Sultans, you probably have a guy on your bench. My guy is Tyrone Tracy for the Giants. He has been there. And actually, I didn't necessarily start him and play him every week, but I played David Montgomery. Well, here's a guy that probably could help you down the stretch, although the Giants offense is putrid. I will say that. Second thing, week 15, how many teams got burned by the fact Cooper Kupp, Lutarski's grain point average, 0.0. Miami Dolphins also did not turn in very good in week 15. And again, that might have left fantasy owners upset, shall we say. Modicum of being upset.
You think?
I know. That's what caught my eye at week 15. How about you?
Well, I got burned by Devontae Adams. He scored over 40 points in a fantasy league. Well, most fantasy leagues, he scored over 40 points. Devontae, where have you been all season? That was the performance they were looking for. Of course, they played against Jacksonville, but again, talk about the time is right, and we see this all the time in fantasy where players just have these off weeks and then they show up at the right place at the right time. And in this case, for owners who had Devontae Adams, they had to be pretty happy because right place at the right time, 40 points.
Hand raised in the air.
When players are scoring 40 points, you know you're going to have a winning week, unless by chance, like, you played somebody else who scored more than 40 points with a player. But you know,
on the one team that I'm going to the championship game today, I had Josh Allen and Devontae Adams. Needless to say, I won.
Festivus is back. I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
Every year, I got the aluminum pole. I find tinsel distracting. Mm-hmm. We got the pole out. We're ready for Fantasy Festivus. It's a Festivus for the rest of us. And Fantasy Festivus, we start off, as always, the airing of fantasy grievances by the Hall of Famer.
That's right. We'll start with the grievances with Giants running back Devin Singletary. Your fantasy performance stinks. You're so bad, backup Tyrone Tracy, who is a rookie, replaced you as a starter a quarter of the way into the season because he was outperforming you. Quiet, Breece Hall from that other New York team. You'll get yours in a moment. Yeah, having Daniel Jones under center wasn't a big help, but you know what? You could not smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot day with a babe. Oh boy, it was a rough one for you. Wait a minute, I lost my train of thought. Let's move on here. New York Jets running back, Breece Hall, I mentioned you. You also stink. 12 games, 400 yards, 2 touchdowns on the season. For a first-round pick, you underwhelmed and disappointed. Now, I really can't put all the blame on you as your team struggled as a whole. Robert Saleh, fired. Nathaniel Hackett, demoted. Devontae Adams, up until last week, I think he was enjoying that Taco Bell in his house more than playing on the Jets. We all know, though, it is all about Aaron Rodgers, and he was caught in a schvitz for 6 hours. Yamahama, it is fright night for the Jets. Don't you worry, Philadelphia. I've got you covered as well. Wide receiver Devonta Smith. Now, it seems to be every year he sort of generates these frustrating performances. 56 receptions, 662 yards, 6 touchdowns, but he had 3 games in which he didn't play. 3 other games with less than 5 fantasy points. Can we say he finds tinsel distracting? I think so. All right. The biggest one of all, CJ Stroud in Houston. He went off the board as an ADP between 50 and 60 overall, and yet you only put up 3,200 total yards, 17 touchdowns. That was tied for 14th in the NFL. But where were these monster numbers that we were expecting from last season? Oh, yeah, that's right. I called it, and I said he was not going to put up those monster numbers. So I guess I was right, and he's stuck working at H&H Bagels. Scam! Scam! Drip, who's on your list of grievances?
First of all, Cooper Kupp, week 15, playoffs. Mr. Blutarski, 0.0. You're killing us. You're killing it. You stink. Los Angeles offense, well, doesn't really stink, but, you know, it's not done well. Cooper, you're killing me. Oh, let's not forget the New York Giants. Oh, yeah. How about that offense? They stink. Offensive line, terrible. You pointed out Devin Singletary. I agree. How about quarterback Daniel? Oh, he's gone. Let's stop beating a dead horse there. Chicago Bears. You were on Hard Knocks. Oh, we're going to have a great year. It's going to be great. Matt Eberflus, you stink. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's fired. Caleb Williams, you stink. And it's funny because I don't think we expected anything from Caleb Williams. And we said avoid. And people drafted him anyway. And Roma Dunze said avoid. DeAndre Swift, look what happened. He stinks. Terrible. Defense is good. Offense is terrible. That's my, and you know, the problem with the airing of fantasy grievances, and I've said this on our podcast, I'll say it now. I got 3 teams with a first round bye. Yeah, I'm playing for a championship today, and I got this on my finals games. What grievances do I have? What do I have to complain about? It's like the rich kid who complains, oh, I only have 5 pairs of Jordans instead of 6. You know? No bagel, no bagel, no bagel, no bagel, no bagel.
It's a Festivus miracle.
All right. Hall of Famer, let's go with import exports this week.
It's time to import and export with the Fantasy Sultans.
He's an importer exporter, okay?
I'm going to go to Aaron Rodgers. I ripped on him, but you know what? He's got to be an import with that performance last week. Connection with Devontae Adams, had his best fantasy showing of the season, and they play the Rams this week, assuming the weather is going to be okay. Well, week 17 at Buffalo has more of a weather factor there.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers is a player that you could pick up and start and be confident he can get you some numbers. All right, we're also going to look at Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. Now, much like CJ Stroud at the beginning of the season, I was not feeling Richardson either. He struggled at the beginning of the year, was benched for in favor of Joe Flacco. Better performances, and you'll be surprised that he's in 45% in league. So, yeah, he's a player that you might want to grab. Now's the time to pick him up. Plays the Giants next week, and the Giants, we know, gave up 5 total touchdowns to Baltimore, so he would be a good pickup. Kendre Miller in New Orleans, he's another pickup. We wouldn't be really talking about him if it wasn't for the Alvin Kamara injury. Kamara suffered a groin injury. Not so sure he's going to play Monday against Green Bay. So in that case, Kendra Miller, the opportunity opens up for you this upcoming week. Well, that's my imports.
All right, I'm going to import Jerome Ford in Cleveland. Now, with Nick Chubb out, it looks like Ford is going to get a boost, but DTR at quarterback, and keep in mind, Donta Freedman got the early down and short yardage work before Chubb came back, but Ford is probably one of the running backs you'll want to grab if you need a replacement for David Montgomery. That's why I mentioned him. In terms of wide receivers, I got to go with Jalen Coker from Carolina. Xavier Leggett got hurt. It opens the door for Coker to be the number two wide receiver. Now, if Leggett returns, it would be hard to trust either of them in your lineups. So keep that in mind, but he is somebody who's probably available on your waiver wire. And last but not least, do you need a streaming defense? All right, think about this. Cincinnati plays at Cleveland, and then Cincinnati next week goes against Denver. I think those are two winnable matchups. I think I would grab them. Those are my imports.
The Fantasy Sultans. Pick 'em.
Let's go! Mike, our favorite part of the program, because we stink. And by the way, Fantasy Festivus, feats of strength coming up. Not sure who's going to do feats of strength this year. I nominate you because, well, you always get nominated. I ruined your childhood with this Festivus thing. Hey, I know what I'll do. I want to have you go against somebody your size. Bryce Young? Sorry. Okay, it's time for our picks. And, of course, our lines are courtesy of FoxSports.com. First off, Giants are an 8.5-point underdog to the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons changed quarterbacks to Michael Penix. Drew Lock back at the helm for the Giants. Somehow, I think the Giants can go in and cover this spread against Atlanta. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I don't think the Falcons are an 8.5-point choice better than the Giants.
They're making the quarterback change, and I think that favors the Giants. We took a look at their Giants' rest of the schedule and said, what are the winnable games? This could be one of them, and definitely in the points department, it's winnable. I'll go for the Giants.
The NYJ will host the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams making that coast-to-coast trip again. The Rams are a 3-point choice over the Jets, and I think that's because their offense is so explosive. Although, again, Cooper Kupp, 0.0 last week. Going to be tough for fantasy owners to trust him. I think the Rams are the better team. 3 points sounds about right. I think the Rams can win it by a touchdown.
Well, I disagree. I think the Jets' defense does have issues, so I do see a lot of points getting scored here. Tight game, though, I believe. Jets cover with the spread.
The Eagles take on the Washington Commanders. Eagles are a 3-point choice. That game is in Washington. By the way, all three locals playing at 1 o'clock on Sunday again. I think the Eagles got on track last week. I don't know. There's something about this Commanders team. I think Jaden Daniels, the season may be starting to wear on him. I'm just not feeling the Commanders. I think the Eagles cover the spread.
Washington, in the position they're in, they want this game more. I think they cover the spread. I'm going to go Washington.
4 o'clock, New England. A 14-point underdog to the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo was cooking last week in Detroit. Yeah. Buffalo's been cooking the last couple of weeks. I think Buffalo covers that 14-point spread. Things not good in New England, although the head coach got a vote of confidence.
Buffalo's going to Christmas light up the Patriots. I'm going for Buffalo.
Sunday Night Football. Tampa Bay is a 4-point favorite at Dallas. The Cowboys showed some life last week, and they won. But I think Tampa Bay is a different story. They're going to go into Dallas, and they're going to beat them by the 4 points.
Bucks are going to keep rolling. They win by more than a touchdown.
Monday Night Football, you've got the New Orleans Saints taking on the Green Bay Packers. Again, it's a seeding game. The Packers are a 14-point favorite. I think Green Bay is in the frozen tundra Lambeau Field, and it's tough to win there. I don't see New Orleans going in there and winning. If Alvin Kamara is injured, that's a big part of their offense. I don't see how you can replace them.
Green Bay was rolling last week against Seattle. They came off an impressive win. I think they're going to keep rolling.
And as always, the lines provided by FoxSports.com.
Hey, we're getting ready for game time here on Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Let us be one of the first to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas. Enjoy the games as we approach game time. And we want to remind you, hey, next week is championship weekend. We hope you get to the championship. We've provided the tools you need to win. We deliver it each and every week. We're the man with the red bag. We're going to deliver to you. We are the Fantasy Sultans.
And you are not.
He's the man with all the toys.
The man with all the toys. He's the man.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans has been a presentation of Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Want even more fantasy?
His whole life is a fantasy game.
Follow the Fantasy Sultans on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans and tune in next week at this same time for more Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.